We are more flexible. We're able to pivot very quickly and react to a situation. And I think, you know, in times of crisis, right, that's what you want to be able to do. So, you know, with Ukraine, we were able to put everything else on hold, you know, figure out who the right people were in Poland to get the books to, who could distribute the books. And as we were saying earlier, some of these things are just serendipitous. You know, I happen to know Kasia Potter, who was from Poland, and her family knew people that were connected with the Universal Reading Foundation. And so sometimes it's sort of a perfect good storm of things that can come together.
And so on the, as you mentioned earlier about the refugee camps can be difficult, and you found a way around that one time at least.
We did a couple of years ago when there was all of this unrest in northern Iraq and Kurdistan. We had kind of set a goal to try to get books to refugee camps, because you saw on the news, you know, refugee camps full of children, and, you know, they were not in school and they were traumatized and all this kind of stuff. So we thought that getting books to, you know, that population would be a good thing. And again, a serendipitous thing, you know, my college roommate's daughter-in-law was friends with someone who was Kurdish, who had ties with a UN refugee camp in northern Iraq, and she was a Middle Eastern pop star and had the means to, she had started schools in a lot of refugee camps and had funded them. So through her, we were able to send a container of books, which, as you know, is tens of thousands of books. We shipped them to a university in Kurdistan, and then she was able to distribute them to refugee camps. So, you know, again, it was sort of a perfect storm of good things that we were able to make happen.
And as far as Ukraine today and what's going on, you still have a connection now, right?
We do. It's been almost 2 years, and we've just shipped our last shipment of Kindles, of e-readers, to the Universal Reading Foundation, which they have been able to load each Kindle with books in the Ukrainian language. So the books we shipped earlier in the container were all books in English, and these were all books that they could download onto the Kindles in Ukrainian, and you could probably download hundreds of children's books onto each Kindle. And then they were able to distribute them to Ukrainian students, to libraries that, you know, in schools that had accepted a lot of these Ukrainian refugees. So we've been shipping those in batches of 50 or 100, and we just completed our last shipment.
As far as what's tragically happening in the Middle East right now, in at least in some of the surrounding countries, are you involved in, and is what's going on there now impacting that in any way?
I mean, not yet. You look at television and you see what Gaza looks like now. So really, in that kind of situation, just like Ukraine, you know, we couldn't ship books into Ukraine, into a war zone. It's not the priority, you know, of the government. I guess they don't really have a government. And so we just sit back and wait. You know, there might be an opportunity if, you know, a lot of these Palestinian refugees are relocated, you know, then that would be an opportunity for us. But shipping books into a war zone is not really something that we do. It's really, really difficult, just like it's difficult to ship to a refugee camp because you have to go through all of these UN protocols and checkpoints and things like that. And they prioritize the kind of aid, obviously, that they want coming in.
Okay.
So as far as maybe, I'll say, updating what you're involved in right now and this holiday season, or is there a certain campaign or a focus right now?
Well, starting today, we're in the middle of the Good Giving challenge, which International Book Project is participating in. So there's, you know, we're happy there's lots of foundations in Central Kentucky that are matching your gift. You know, if you give $100, then those foundations will match $100. So we've been really active working on that, and I think it goes through the 1st of December. This year has just been a year where all we've done is ship elementary school books all over the world. We've shipped 6 containers to Ghana, Jamaica, where else? Kosovo. And so we've had a real shortage of children's books. Kids are hard on books, so, you know, to get books in good condition is difficult, and we've had to reach out to a company called Better World Books that has donated lots of children's books that they collect when libraries cull through their collections and add new books, and they send old books out. So we've had maybe 5 shipments of children's books from them. We're currently sorting and packing a container of books, which would be like 30,000 books, to hopefully go out by the end of the year to Jamaica. So that's what we're working on now.
And will that likely be a need for people who want to donate children's books, still be a need in 2024?
Oh my gosh, we always have a need for children's books. And it's great at the end of the school year, a lot of teachers clean out their classrooms or they get new classroom sets and they bring them to us. So that's always a really good steady stream of books for us. Another thing is on December 9th, we're holding a holiday market here at International Book Project on Delaware Avenue, and Pivot Brewing next door is also having a holiday market, so we've partnered up so people can come and do both things. And we're having the award-winning Cuban food truck and, you know, lots of handmade crafts from around the world. Last year it was a huge success. You know, the vendors who were here did a great business. We sold so many books. I think I never got up from the cash register. There were lines of people buying books, which we always love.